Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Amisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful. We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
Amisha, our guest today, is also a mom of three.
Three girls!
Three girls.
It's so crazy to hear.
She also happens to have a personal style that she describes as elevated basics. She might be the chicest person I know besides you.
She might be the one that causes me to buy a lot of Chanel shoes.
She is so fashionable. We're so happy. Today we have Arielle Sharness. She's the founder of Something Navy, everyone's go-to clothing brand for the best chic, elevated basics. She's a brand. She's iconic. Everything literally sells out instantly. She has over 1.3 million Instagram followers. You have built such an incredible community over the past, since you launched your blog, Something Navy, in 2009. We are so excited to chat about all things fashion and you.
And beauty.
Arielle, and beauty. And just, you are that girl. And we love you. And, you know, our listeners are very cool and very interested. When we were like kind of talking about having you on, like everybody wants to know like how to build that wardrobe and how to, you know, what every girl or like, what are the chic fashion items? But we kind of wanted to take it back because we know you and I know a lot of people know you, but 2009, you started your blog. I actually found out about you from Amisha. She was like, you got to follow this girl.
There you go.
She's so cool. And I will mention, you have the three sweetest, sweetest children, Ruby, Esme, and Navy. We're so happy to have you.
That was the nicest introduction. Can you like come with me everywhere?
No, but we really are. You know, personally, we both know Arielle, but you know, we are really big fans. And you know,
Thank you so much.
in the span of, you know, not even, well, almost 10 years, maybe 11 years, is really, really remarkable. First of all, take us back, 2009, what made you start the blog?
Oh, well, that's a loaded question. I started the blog for all the wrong reasons. I started it for a boy. He broke my heart and I wanted to look really good on the internet and for him to see it and to ask to have me back. That didn't happen, but I fell in love with blogging and I fell in love with interacting with women all over the world, picking out, finding great pieces at affordable prices, showing them styling tips. And I fell in love with it. And that role sort of opened up so many opportunities for me with brands. And I had a lot of opportunities to create capsule collections, collaborations. And then we had a really amazing collaboration with Nordstrom. And that sort of opened my eyes to the business side of my career. I really was very focused on the creative and just having fun and having my hobby as my full-time job, which is pretty surreal. And once we saw the demand with Nordstrom, my husband and I had a conversation and we decided to take everything in-house, raise money, find a CEO, and have control over everything that we did for Something Navy. And that's how the business was born.
It is remarkable. I mean,
beautiful.
I have to say it's beautiful. And you know, for those of us in the fashion world, to start a line is probably one of the most hardest things to do. And what we love about it is because, like you, Amisha and I have high-low style. It's not that we can't afford something beautiful, but why do we need something to always cost or be so expensive?
Right.
We definitely love the high and low. And that's where I think, you know, you really gained women's trust because you wear their you were their stylist, you were their model. Like you would be in such a cute Zara jacket and then you'd have on your Chanel, you know, loafers or ballet flats. And everyone really kind of just got into that and followed you.
Yeah. I mean, I think that to me, I've worked in fashion my entire career, but for me, what I think is interesting and I think why you probably resonated with so many women is you really realize that the average woman, not, and this is not a knock on them, but it's really overwhelming to shop. Mm-hmm. And I think that when you find someone whose style you click with, and what I will say about your style, and this is just me being, you know, completely genuine, is it's very curated, but it also has sort of, to me, that feeling. I love following French bloggers. Like mm-hmm. Alex Riviere is probably one of my favorite bloggers to follow. I think everything she wears is so chic, but I would look like an idiot wearing it. I think that what you've done is kind of captured that essence of what we look at as like that French, like they say that je ne sais quoi. Like you have that mm-hmm. version, but you've made it New York. You've made it your own, but it doesn't feel overly styled. It just feels cool. And I think that's
really
what translates
that.
To your brand.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
No, but it's true. I mean, listen, you've had some hard times. It hasn't been easy. I mean, as you know, building any business, being in front in the public eye, you're going to go through things. You're going to go through
jealous,
good
people
or bad.
Get jealous.
You're going to go through some good times and you're going to go through some bad times. And you really have, you know, stayed the course. And we, you know, we're big fans. And again, we just want people to know, like, have that wardrobe. You know what I mean? Like, break it down. Like, this is why you're on. Like, tell us what exists in that something navy wardrobe that every woman, girl should have a piece of.
So, I mean, it's really about having all of your basics, your t-shirts, your button-downs, a great pair of jeans, a cardigan, tank tops, a really chic trouser, but then that fashion piece. And so that's kind of what I really tried to do with something navy. I mean, I have an incredible design team who totally gets, you know, exactly who our community is and who the customer is. And she's someone who, you know, she doesn't want to spend a ton of money on her everyday basics, but she wants it to be good quality. She wants to have it in her wardrobe for years. But then she wants to, you know, also have that really fun fashion piece that she doesn't care if it's like done in a year. She spent a decent amount on it. She got great wares out of it, but she's ready for the next thing in a year and she doesn't feel bad about it. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what the whole vision was. It was elevated, but accessible. And it was a mix, and kind of how you guys describe my style, was a mix of affordable everyday pieces with that fun trend or that statement element to it.
Where do you think we are in now in terms of like, if you talk about something for summer right now, what would you spend money on to add that pop, to add that trend into something navy?
I mean, I'm a big accessories girl. So I love,
Me
I mean,
too.
I'm good with a t-shirt and jeans and then having a really cool statement shoe or earring. In New York, for me, it's definitely a coat. So if you saw half the things I wear under my coat during pickup, you'd be really embarrassed that you're saying I have great style and you love following me because I literally wear pajamas and cover myself with a really gorgeous coat.
By the way, we love a good coat.
We love a good coat.
Are you looking for some good, clean positivity?
Good.
Me neither. I'm Maddie Murphy, and I host The Bad Broadcast, a weekly comedy podcast dedicated to talking about everything we love to hate. I searched my whole life to find my passion. Little did I know, I had been practicing my true talent every single day. Complaining. Join me every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts, and be sure to follow me on Instagram at The Bad Broadcast to answer our weekly questions and for a chance to be featured on the show. See you there.
We love accessories. Okay, so let's break it down. Coats. What are some of your, I mean, besides
my
something
negative,
like what are some of your favorites?
Ooh, okay. So over the years, I have definitely splurged on Chloe coats and I have never sold one of them. I wear them every single year after year.
Have you seen the Kate one, by the way? Because it feels like a Chloe coat. It's a shearling Kate No, it's not.
I mean,
Kate,
I wore
totem.
It today. It's the best.
Totem. I'm thinking of Totem. Sorry.
Oh, the Shearling Totem.
Totem. Yeah.
Totem.
It's the Shearling one. I'm like, I die for that. That's like next
it's
on my
such
list.
A cool one.
Oh, sorry. Keep going.
So that's another brand. I feel like I buy a lot of their coats as well because I feel like they kind of get it. It's simple and classic, but they always add like a little twist of trend or uniqueness to it, you know? Yep. So that's why I really like that brand.
You also love your blazers.
I do. I do love my blazers. Magda Buttram makes a really beautiful shape.
So good. I have a great tuxedo jacket I bought like 3 years ago and I love it.
So if you're supposed to buy one blazer, because I do feel like everybody, you can get a fast one from Zara, but like if you want like a really beautiful tailored blazer, would you say Magda is your go-to or what would
no,
you
the
say?
No, Row. The Row for me.
We love the
if
Row.
If you're going to splurge, I definitely would recommend the Row only because that their pieces are truly classic, will never go out of style. So no matter how much you have to spend on that really beautiful blazer, it's the quality will last you forever. It's like a hand-me-down to your kids.
I also love a Stella McCartney blazer.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Stealthy. You would be proud of me, Ariel. I went to New York recently. I haven't been in so long.
I am proud to hear that.
I splurged on
everything.
The Row. Well, I splurged on everything, but the Row t-shirts. Like I actually spent a shit ton of money.
On the t-shirts you said?
Uh-huh. And I love them.
Oh yeah.
And I love
amazing.
Them. Amazing. And I'm going to have them forever.
Ever.
I will I give you a low version and it's still not low, but I think t-shirts are always worth a little bit more money because yes, they're a basic, but you want a good t-shirt. Jenny Kane's t-shirts are also amazing.
I love Jenny Kane.
Love.
I know. For all the women out there, sports moms out there, the cocoon sweater in every color and every fabric. I'm just putting it out there. It looks good. It's always chic.
All right. So we've got your blazer, your shoe girl though.
Yeah,
I feel like I always look at your shoes. I've probably bought at least half a dozen Chanel shoes off of your Instagram. If you got commission.
God, I'm so sorry.
I wish you would have gotten commission because you would have made bank.
You would be literally you need to probably start. You
that's
have
the
to
one brand.
The one brand one you brand. Can't. You can't.
Gabrielle Waller, like, I mean, I love her so much, but you literally could, I mean, you should
be cleaning up.
You'd be cleaning up even more than you're cleaning now.
That is one of my favorite splurges. That's Chanel shoes for me are forever.
And Hermes shoes.
I love them.
That's my new one is Hermes shoes.
Oh, same. Yeah.
Not the Oran because everybody has that.
That's more classic, I feel like.
But they've been stepping up their game in their shoes.
Yeah.
I do love a ballet.
I agree.
Chanel. I do. Love it.
Now, what about bags? So I have this whole theory right now that like the it bag was really dead for a while. Like everybody kind of, there was like when I was working and, you know, I'd be saving up for a handbag. It would be like the Chloe was like the it bag
yeah,
or Gucci or, you know, there was like the it bag that everybody had. Balenciaga, I think, once they started it. It was, everyone had it. Then it kind of died down. I felt like it bags were gone. What would you say? I think they're making a comeback. I have my favorites, but what would you say if you're going to splurge on a bag for this season and you're committing to a new bag, what would that be?
I mean, I'm going to be very boring right now. I'm going to say the Row again, because I always splurged on Chanel bags. That was my go-to for the last, I would say, 4 years. But I just, as I'm getting older, I feel like I'm sort of gravitating away from them.
Yep.
I feel like I'm going more for something that's, I like backpack shapes with the kids. I like bigger bags with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then for going out, I like really, really small ones. And the Row makes both of those. And they're always clean and classic. So, I mean, they make a great bag. I would say the brand Kate also.
Oh, we are so obsessed
really well.
With Kate. Well, I'm like obsessed.
Yeah.
The Kate beach bag is everything.
Yeah. And I
can't
actually,
walk
a beach
because
bag,
I got the shoes recently and they hurt my feet. But it's fine. I got over it. And I still love them.
While I was waiting for you guys to come on the podcast, I actually ordered a bag. I'm going on Thursday to Barbados and I needed a cool beach bag. And I actually went on Prada and I got a very cool terry cloth beach bag.
I love the terry cloth. What color did you get?
I did white just with the black writing. But they had like pink and yellow and all these fun colors. But I just felt like, I don't know.
Now I feel like I need
that.
By the
way, I love a terry cloth. And I was talking to my husband, even though he really wasn't interested in this conversation. But I'm like, Prada's back.
Prada's back.
Like
Prada is back.
Prada is back.
I can't go back to that shape. You know that like crescent moon bag that like we
yeah,
wore
no,
in the 90s?
By the way,
just so
you
know,
hold on. Celine, they just brought it back. I'm
I don't
just telling
like it
you.
Though.
Well, I'm just telling you.
It's just
whether you like
it's a trend. I don't.
Celine is also another one. Sorry.
Sorry.
I love Celine.
Celine.
I do.
Their bags are great right now.
Their bags are great. I should have bought that one.
She still can.
I know. I wanted it so bad.
And having girls, so I have three girls. You have three girls. I justify every purchase. Every purchase.
I know.
I'm like, but babe.
This one will take it.
This is the one. And I take my daughter. My oldest comes into my closet once in a while. And she looks. And I have a lot of bags. And I have a lot of shoes. And she goes, is this going to be mine? And I said, you know, you've got two others to share it with. But yes, they're investment pieces.
They are investment pieces.
My Picatinny, I got a new bag, the Hermes Picatinny. I don't know if you've seen that shape.
It's a good one, Ariel. I will take a picture and send it to
you. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's just Google it. Trust me.
Yeah. She's strong and she's in gray, like a gray khaki.
She's a really beautiful color. She's a taupe, but she's already worth more than I paid for it. Just FYI.
She really?
Yes. I could resell that for more on the RealReal than I paid for.
What about jeans? Everybody needs a good jean.
Oh, jeans.
I mean, you're very thin and tall. So I just want to preface this to our listeners. Like, Emisha and I wear totally different jeans. What kind of jeans do you love?
I mean, aside from something navy, just because I'm loving the jeans that we're making
right now. By the way, they're so good. I got a pair.
Which one did you get?
I have no idea. The ones that are the longest ones.
Well, we are making really good. I'm very proud of our denim right now. And I feel like I've been wearing them a lot. But aside from ours, I wear this brand called Silver Lake.
Oh, I love Silver Lake.
A Goldie has really great denim. Yep. Kate has really great denim.
Kate, just remember though, if you're buying Kate, you cannot really eat during the day in them.
It's very tight in the button area. Like you'll do fine in the morning.
You'll do amazing. And yeah, then can't really
after
breathe.
Lunch,
yeah.
It's unbuttoned for the rest of the day.
But they're
for sure.
But they're amazing. You know what I love also from something navy too is that like you do the stripe well. Can we just talk about everybody's got to have a stripe. And you personally like have just nailed it at something navy with that. Will you talk to why everyone should have that in their wardrobe?
I mean, striped shirts, I feel like are just, that is a basic or a staple for me. I feel like that has never gone out of style, throwing it under a jean jacket or even pairing it with like a red trouser. Like there's a lot of cool things you can do with a striped long sleeve. So I feel like that's something I could take from, you know, pairing with jeans to throwing over a bathing suit on the beach. Like I'm very into a striped shirt.
I'm very in. It just reminded me because you're going to Barbados. Like, okay, so tell me, what are you packing? We're in summer. We're not in summer yet, but we will.
We're going for a 40th birthday party and every night has a theme. So I had to plan out the white party, the tropical night.
Oh, wow.
And the Saturday night is your sexiest dress yet.
Yes.
So, I love that.
I had to do a lot of research to find the right pieces. And I had to also do it for my husband because he's never bought anything for himself. So
we're not familiar with that.
Yeah, I know. It's the fourth child. But when I do travel, I feel like I never leave home without my Soleil Toujours. I love those.
That's my favorite.
Oh, we
that's
love
my favorite.
It's so good.
I never get burnt with it. I always have a nice tan with it.
Thank you. I literally just had this entire conversation. I went to Palm Beach a few weeks ago with a few girlfriends and I said, I will not burn. They were thrilled. I had one patch of red and it was because I didn't.
You're like, it was my fault.
It was my fault.
Also, they have a very beautiful bronzing shimmer. Yep. It makes the legs so good and do like a little Tom Ford spray or Summer Fridays like a glow. Oh, so good.
Now, it's called like model body. Or actually, no, that's Charlotte Tilbury. But they're so good. Shiny body cream that makes you look like golden and
dewy
sparkly.
And shiny and tan. Now, what about bathing suits and cover-ups? I've bought off of that as well. I bought a Lisa Marie Fernandez off of yours.
I love Lisa Marie Fernandez. Bathing suits, I really like Arez. Mm-hmm. I like Matteau.
I love Matteau.
I bought the other day for this trip. Her name is Adriana De Greas.
Oh,
or something.
Yeah. She's great. She's got great cover-ups. She makes fun prints like Johanna Ortiz.
Yeah. And because this is like a couples trip with a bunch of couples, I got an agent provocateur. Is that how you say it?
Oh, yeah.
One of those sexy bathing suits.
Yes, you did.
I know.
Brandon,
I'm going. Mom and dad are
ready.
Going out.
Mom and Brandon, dad are giddy up. Giddy up. No, I love, Adriana, you know, there's a great store if anybody's listening in LA, and I don't know if she's online. Permanent Vacation here is also
vacation.
A great
so cute.
Store to shop from. And Everything But Water also carries some fun.
Everything But Water, I know.
Yeah, I love a good cover up. I do.
Me too.
I do. But it's interesting when you're going somewhere like a real like vacation not with kids. It's like the cover up kind of has to be with the swimwear. Like it has to be the whole look.
If I look at one more Poupette St. Bart's printed cover up, I'm
sorry,
going to die.
I'm sorry, Annie.
Sorry.
I can't do it.
Sorry.
I love Poupette, but I can't. It's
the prints or I'm over it.
The prints. And it's like, I don't know. It's like now everyone has it. It's like Golden Goose. Mm-hmm. Like, no.
No.
What kind of tennis shoes do you like? Are you laughing at us? I know.
I know, it's so funny.
This is why we have a podcast.
I love it.
What kind of, like, do you love a white tennis shoe, a colorful shoe? Tell me.
You know what's always been my favorite is Superga. Yeah. I just love the white Superga sneakers. I feel like they're a great price point. They last forever. They've never gone out of style for me. That's my white sneaker for sure.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love them for kids too.
I love them. Places to shop, something navy. Where else do you like?
I shop on all of the, you know, like Net-a-Porter, Matches, Shopop. But honestly, there's nothing like walking into a store and being in the brand's environment and energy. It's so like inspiring, you know,
What's your favorite store to go into these days? It's changed a lot.
It's changed. Barney's is gone. We felt like the pandemic started when Barney's closed.
Like when Molly would come to town, we'd go to Barney's for lunch and shop.
I mean, I went to Bergdorf's this weekend and it was just a wonderful experience.
By the way, crushed like
the
4 hours.
The busyness. Like I was like, this is so probably germy, but like I'm like taking it all in right now.
By the way, Ariel, I crushed about 4 hours in there. I don't think I left. I came back and then I walked. I went right back in. I even went the next day just to pop in.
It's so nice. You know, it's a real New York experience.
Saks has really upped their game on, I hadn't been inside Saks in a long time. And on Fifth Avenue, I actually thought that their selection, I mean, they had brands that they've never had in there before.
Yeah. I love
Saks. Also, you know, for everybody, you know, wants a stylist, a lot of my friends are stylists. Macy's is now offering like a whole styling thing, I was telling, which is great because it helps someone put their looks together. Do you use anybody or is it all you? Are you just all that talented?
It's all me. But, you know, I do have an older sister who's a stylist and I text her and call her like 9 times a day.
So. I actually used to work with your sister at some point. We crossed
over.
I did. Isn't that funny?
Wait, I feel like
what's your sister's name?
Danielle
Nachmani.
Danielle Goldberg. Oh my God, she's fabulous. Are you kidding me? She's like real deal. All right.
Wait, we need to go into motherhood.
Yeah,
you balance it all.
You
make it look easy.
You balance it all.
That's so
They're
nice.
Like a walking ad.
I'm always jealous that you can get them to wear what you want them
me
to
too.
Wear.
And sit there. Mine are like coming out of that.
My oldest, Maeve, is 7 and she wants to wear leggings and a t-shirt all the time.
I know.
She's like, Mom, can I wear sweatpants? I'm like, okay, we've got to make it cute. So I bought her every set of that Nico
I love
sweatsuits. Because that's like the only way I can accept the sweatsuit. But how do you balance it all? How do you balance being a working mom?
I feel like I get this question all the time. I'm sure you guys do too. I feel like the answer is I don't really know the exact answer. I just take each day at a time. And some days I do a really shitty job. And then the next day I get a fresh start and I just try again. But, you know, of course, school helps, having them back in school. I'm very grateful to have a nanny who loves my children as if they were her own. And I also live in a 1 mile radius of both my parents and my in-laws. So like I get
you're so lucky.
So much support. It's incredible.
Your mother-in-law actually seems like a real badass. Like I just through Instagram, I'm like, oh God, she seems
she's the best grandparents ever.
I know. Okay, we have to ask, why did we save Navy for the last one?
You know, it's so funny. I never thought of Navy as a name ever. And I thought if I were to go for the third, it's of course going to be a boy. Like I'm not going to have 3 girls. I didn't even think like
you asked me
way.
That question when we met, you asked me that. You're like, how is it with 3 girls? And you're like, I'm one of 3 girls.
I know. So I just never thought about it. I went for the third being like, okay, maybe I'll get something different this time. By the way, I can't imagine my life without it being Navy, but I did think like maybe it would be a boy and I had a million boy names ready to go. And then when I found out it was a girl, I was like, shit, I don't have any girl names in mind. And
I love the name.
There was a country singer who named their daughter Navy. I forgot his name. Josh Aldean?
Jason Aldean.
And I was like, this is so, it's so cute. And it's so fitting for me. And right from the start, I heard the name and I was like, I'm so going to use that. Like it really makes sense for me. Yeah. So that was it. We didn't even
And how old is Navy now?
She's 10 months tomorrow.
You're in the thick of it.
You're in the thick of it. I loved when you made Brandon wear the watermelon when I was the best thing ever. 9 months pregnant. I loved it.
I mean, men just don't understand what us women go through to grow these human beings. I wanted to give him like a tiny, tiny taste of what it feels like to be 9 months pregnant. And he could barely do it for 9 seconds. And all I did was strap a watermelon to his belly. Like he didn't even get the hormonal part.
I love it.
I mean, I love it. All right, let's switch gears and talk a little bit about beauty. Arielle is tall, thin, beautiful hair and makeup. And
the perfect wave always.
And she always had the perfect wave. Okay, let's start with hair. Go to shampoo, conditioner, mask, like tool. You do. You okay, have so amazing hair.
Thank you so much. So I will say I like to try new things. So I'm not the kind of person that like needs to use one product and stick with it. Like I'm open to trying all new things. So recently I've been loving R&Co shampoo and conditioner.
Yep.
It just like always makes my hair really shiny and soft every time. So I've been using them for shampoo and conditioner. Hairspray, I use like a texturizing spray. I use Orbay because mm-hmm. it just smells so good.
OG.
I bought the perfume too because I love it so much.
It's so good.
And then the hair oil, I use that brand Way.
Way.
Jenatkin.
Okay, Way. I use their hair oil. And then my hot tools. I don't know if this is embarrassing, but I still use my Conair from CVS. It's my favorite curling iron of all time.
No,
I've been using it since
great.
College.
High-low, baby.
High-low, baby. Everybody loves a Conair. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? Foundation. You always kind of have like your
sheer,
glowy
sheer.
You're not a powdered girl.
Yeah, I'm not heavy on the makeup. I like the Glossier tinted moisturizer. That's what I use. Like in the morning, I put it on like moisturizer. Blush, I don't know if you've ever heard this brand. Il Maquillage is what it's called.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We love Il Maquillage.
Such pretty colors.
Oh, I didn't even think about to look at them.
And my favorite mascara, I'm telling you now, I've done a whole trial with all different mascaras to see which ones wouldn't end up under your eye by the end of the day. And my favorite is It Cosmetics Superhero. I've been using it for years and it's the best mascara out there. I'm telling you the best.
Okay. I'm ordering it right now. I'm obsessed with It Cosmetics,
it's so good.
The CC cream. I'm obsessed in neutral medium. It's a little heavy, but I dilute it with like a little like serum or like glow drops or something like that. But I think It Cosmetics, God, what a story with her. Like I love that.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
I agree.
Now, what about skincare? A face wash?
I'm a big Biologique Rougerge girl.
We are too.
It's all I use. I get a facial at this woman, her name is Aida Bakaj, and she just like does the whole works on your face, and then you leave, and you're like, all right, whatever you tell me to buy, I'll buy. Like that's the kind of.
And how often do you get a facial from her?
Oh my God, it's incredible! It's seriously incredible. You walk out, and you don't need to do anything to your face for like a week. No makeup, nothing.
Do you go once a month, or how often do you go?
No, I mean this was the first year I've ever gotten facials. I've honestly never done it before. So I've gone, I think, 3 times now, and I went every like 4 months.
Okay.
Three months.
What kind of Biologique Recherche products do you like?
So I use like the two placenta oils. It's like green and yellow.
Is your skin on the drier side or what's your skin type?
So I use the two, like the yellow and the green. It's like a liquid serum. I use the, I don't even know the names, but they smell like really weird.
Awful.
But you're just like, whatever, you know, that means it's got to be working, right?
What's your skin type? What's your skin type?
I'm dry. I have very dry
Same
skin.
Same here.
Super dry.
Have dry.
And in New York,
skin.
I mean, it's disaster. Yeah.
Have you ever tried their colostrum serum? The Biologique?
What color is it?
Brown.
What does the bottle look like?
It's just brown and it smells awful too.
It's disgusting. Yeah. She loves it.
Oh yeah. It smells like yeast, right?
Oh, it's awful.
I use the P50 and that smells like vinegar.
Oh yeah. I use P50 too.
All right. We always do a little rapid fire here on Lipstick on the Rim. And we thought we'd do the rapid fire fashion edition. Favorite upcoming fashion trend?
Ooh, mini skirts. Very excited for the comeback of mini skirts. And I guess pastels. Seeing a lot of lavender.
Love a pastel.
Your least favorite fashion trend?
My least favorite?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say the cargo pant because I really wanted it to work. I bought a pair and it just was not happening for me. So I'm going to say that's my least favorite now.
Skinny or boyfriend jeans?
mom jeans.
Yeah, for
I
sure.
I love a mom jeans. I hope low-waisted jeans never
come back.
I'm
like, I'm wearing these like old Moosey, I think. Or maybe. I'm like, they're done.
I love that brand too.
I do too. But.
What item of clothing do you wear the most?
Our something navy button downs and my black trousers from the row. Mm-hmm.
High-waisted or low-waisted jeans?
High-waisted.
What's your favorite color for a sneaker?
I guess white or gray.
What's your go-to mom uniform?
Leggings, sneakers, and a sweatshirt, and then a really fabulous coat.
Favorite designer bag? You already answered it.
Row.
Yeah. The row.
If you had one designer besides yourself for the rest of your life, who would it be?
I think I know the answer to this.
Besides something navy, the row.
I knew it. Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Who do you follow, like in terms of fashion? Like, where do you get your inspiration? Is there an influencer or an actress or a business mogul that you're like, you know what? I really love their style.
You guys, this is really getting embarrassing.
No, tell me.
Mary-Kate will and always be my ultimate style icon.
By the way, she's phenomenal.
Yeah. I die for their style, their business ethic, the brand they've built. I'm just so impressed by everything they've done. So I would definitely say that that's where, you know, I get my fashion inspiration from.
Would you ever consider doing a higher priced something navy?
We've thought about it.
Just a few pieces.
We're working on some things. Yeah.
What about jewelry? I think you also have always such exceptional jewelry. Like, what would you say are your jewelry staples? Like, what's your thing?
My jewelry staples, I guess, I mean, my husband for Valentine's Day 2 years ago bought me diamond studs, and I wear them pretty much all the time just because I think it's so classic and chic and beautiful. Like, even with a t-shirt and jeans, I just love that look. I mean, all of my hoops are Jennifer Fisher. I love Jennifer Fisher's gold hoops.
We love her.
They're classic to me. Chanel makes some really fun earrings. Like, I'm wearing a pair right now. You can't see, but they look like two like vintage coins.
I love you because you wear like really big earrings too, like at night. Yeah. I'm like, I love that.
I love earrings.
I love earrings.
That's everything. You can wear like something so basic and simple and then a great earring and you're good to go.
We always ask our guests this last question. If you, Arielle Charnas, were to give your 10-year-old self a piece of advice, what would it be?
My 10-year-old self, I would say, try a million different things and find what it is that you feel truly passionate about. And whether or not it could be a career or not, just find that one thing for you that makes you happy that you could always escape to. Mm-hmm. Whether it be piano, fashion, real estate. I mean, I don't know. It could be anything in the world, mm-hmm. but what makes you feel really happy, and just find that for yourself.
And look, we see it. We always say, like, what's your passion? And, you know, we saw your passion through something, you know, something navy when you first launched your blog and until now. And I think ultimately that's why it works, because it's your passion. It's genuine. You love fashion. You love style. You love putting things together, and you love making people feel and look good. And we can tell.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And thank you for having me on.
Oh my gosh. Sorry. We were like a little technical difficulties in the beginning.
It's story of my life.
Stop posting Chanel shoes so I don't need to buy them anymore, please.
Very hard. You guys can follow at Arielle Charnas on Instagram. She's incredible. Make sure and go in, if you're in New York, to Something Navy. Something Navy you can also find.
LA right now.
And LA as well. And online you can get pretty much everything. And if not, you just get on that wish list.
New locations coming up? Any new locations? Stores?
We have one in Newport Beach, one on Melrose, two in New York, one in Dallas, and we're opening Coconut Grove in Miami.
Oh, congratulations.
So amazing.
Taking over the world.
I'm excited. Thank you so much.
I cannot wait to
much.
See you this summer. Send my love to
Me
the kids.
Too.
And Brandon, I can't wait to meet Navy.
I will. You as well.
All right. Love you.
Bye.
Love you guys. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim and Molly B. Sims, or my website, where you can dive just a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and more at mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. Wanted to give a special thanks to my team, Ashley Gasparian, Schaefer Carrillo, Ashley Sanchez, and Michelle Harrison, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.